TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, it's Tanya here with an article about events planned to mark our monarch's 70-year reign this year. In June this year, the UK will celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, marking 70 years since Queen Elizabeth II came to the throne. She is the first British monarch to reach the 70-year milestone, and the occasion will be celebrated across the UK during a special four-day weekend from Thursday the 2nd of June until Sunday the 5th of June. The Jubilee weekend includes two bank holidays. One of these is the normal late May bank holiday that has been rescheduled a few days later this year. The other is an extra bank holiday granted this year only to mark the Queen's remarkable anniversary. Queen Elizabeth became monarch in 1952 on the death of her father, King George VI. She was just 25 when she became queen. The following year, 1953, her formal coronation service took place at Westminster Abbey in front of dignitaries from all over the world. In April this year, the Queen celebrated her 96th birthday. Sadly, the Queen has struggled with her health and mobility this year, causing her to drop out of a number of events in the months leading up to the Jubilee. However, the Jubilee weekend will see thousands of public and private events planned to commemorate her 70 years as Queen. These include at least 1,400 public events listed on the government's official Jubilee website, plus more than 1,700 local events such as street parties. There will also be a string of 1,500 Platinum Jubilee beacons lit throughout the United Kingdom, Channel Islands, Isle of Man, and UK overseas territories on Thursday, the 2nd of June. Beacon chains, once used as a tool for communication, have now become a feature of royal anniversaries. Beacons have been used to mark key events in the Queen's reign, including her Silver Jubilee in 1977, her Golden Jubilee in 2002, her Diamond Jubilee in 2012, and Her Majesty's 90th birthday in 2016. Some of the biggest national Jubilee events are being held in central London, including Trooping of the Colour, the Platinum Pageant, and a Platinum Party at the Palace. The Trooping of the Colour, also known as the Queen's Birthday Parade, comes first on the 2nd of June. Although the Queen's real birthday is in April, the Trooping of the Colour is held in June each year to mark the reigning monarch's official birthday. More than 1,400 soldiers, 200 horses and 400 musicians will take part in the Trooping of the Colour this year. Beginning at Buckingham Palace, the parade will move down the Mall to Horse Guards Parade, joined by members of the royal family on horseback and in carriages. The parade closes with an RAF flypast watched by the Queen and members of the royal family from the Buckingham Palace balcony. 2 days later, on Saturday the 4th of June, the BBC will stage and broadcast a Platinum Party at the Palace. This is a live concert from Buckingham Palace featuring some of the world's biggest entertainment stars, who will perform in celebration of the Queen's seven-decade reign. Then, rounding off the weekend, on Sunday the 5th of June, is the Platinum Jubilee Pageant. This will combine street art, theatre music, circus, carnival and costume to celebrate Her Majesty's reign and her dedication to the Commonwealth. The pageant involves around 10,000 people, including the military, as well as volunteers, performers, key workers and members of the public. The pageant will tell the story of the Queen's 70-year reign and how our society has changed over that time. If you can't make it to London for the celebrations, don't worry, because the BBC are planning a full weekend of Jubilee TV programmes. Their broadcasts will include coverage of the Trooping of the Colour, the party at the Palace and the Platinum Pageant, along with other programmes reflecting on the past 70 years. Thank you.
TNF Soundings.